This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As we move further into fall, cooler temperatures across Kansas are forcing some insect pests to seek warmer places inside our homes. Fortunately, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says homeowners don't need to be overly concerned, just maybe keep the vacuum handy. Raymond, we're into that season where we're starting to see a lot of nuisance pests, and I guess essentially those are ones that move from the outdoors to the indoors.
Yeah, Jeff, that is correct. Right now, a number of insect pests are out there. Nuisance pests are not really major pests, but one of them is the box elder bug, which feeds on Aster negundo, the box elder. They'll sun themselves on the south side or west side of the building and move in. Other ones that'll come in like elm leaf beetle, clover mites, they'll come in, but because the environment ends up being too dry, the heaters are up, the humidity is too low, they end up dying out. But you can basically take a vacuum them up, and then put them back outside. Same thing, millipedes, centipedes, crickets, they'll start coming in too. But again, with that low humidity, they normally don't survive very long.
So most likely, a lot of times we're seeing really just the dead bugs.
Well, coming into the home, they will be eventually. One of the ways to remedy that is caulk or seal cracks and crevices on those sides of the building. You can apply some type of insecticide which might repel them, but really the easiest is just try to exclude them somehow. And then when they do come in, just vacuum or sweep them up and put them back outside.
That's kind of the nice thing is we really don't have to do a lot here, just kind of general maintenance, make sure that the house is clean.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, just keep it clean. The other one is Asian ladybird beetle, which congregates on the window sills on the south side. They'll stay there throughout the winter, and then they'll be active in the spring, and they'll want to go outside. But again, vacuum them out and just put them back outside.
So there are some things that will overwinter?
Yeah, the Asian ladybird beetle will overwinter in homes because in China they normally overwinter in cliffs, but Kansas is short on cliffs, so they come into the homes. And they generally do survive even under those low humid conditions. They tend to congregate higher up in the windows near the ceilings. But some of the ones that reside lower on the floor level, like clover mites and some others, they will probably dry up and eventually die because the humidity is just too low for them.
Anything that might overwinter outdoors in debris or mulch, things like that?
Oh, yeah. There's a number of insects. Squash bug overwinters in debris, and that's a good segue into the sanitation concept where if you remove the debris after the end of the growing season, leaves and old tomato plants or whatever, those will remove or they don't serve as overwintering sites for some of these insects. I think the squash bug, of course, the bagworm, they will overwinter as eggs in the bags. And that's why we recommend hand removal during this time of year. You'll be removing between 500 or 1,000 eggs on the female bags. Now, the male bags, there's nothing in them. Those are the ones with the brown papery cases. But that's another way to alleviate, not eliminate, but alleviate a problem for next year. Yeah.
And we'll start to see them emerge then in the spring?
The ones that emerge as adults, for example, squash bug, and there's some other vegetable pests that'll overwinter as adults, you'll start seeing them come out early on. They'll mate, and then they'll lay eggs, and then you'll get your first generation.
So the work we do now will, I guess, mean less work in the spring?
There's no guarantee, but the more you do in the front end, the less you'll have to do in the back end. But of course, a lot of these insects are migratory. They fly around. But I know in my yard, when I remove bagworms or time the spray applications, I have no bagworms throughout the rest of the year.
I know there's always that debate as to does a really severely cold winter impact what we see the following spring in terms of insect pests?
Well, that's a good point, but it has to be very severe. We're talking temperatures down to 10 to 20 below zero for a week or two have an impact. When you get like a one day minus 10 back up to 34 or 40, that has minimal impact on insect populations. And that's why they have these mechanisms and means to overwinter. And that's what they do. They slow down their metabolism. They have their own antifreeze. They have been here longer than us, and they have evolved to sustain themselves under environmental conditions that are harsh.
Fall and winter are also a good time to just kind of catch up on some reading, and Extension has a lot of publications.
We do. We keep putting them out. A lot of fact sheets. If you are interested, you can go to your Extension office, County Extension office, and see what they have, or you can contact the bookstore at Kansas State University about what Extension publications are available.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. For more information on nuisance pests, contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.